This morning, the children and youth invite you on a journey with the spirit of winter as our inspiration. There will be joyful celebrations of traditional rituals where the spirit of hearth and home are honored. Reflections on the meaning in this season and the human struggles during the depths of winter at this time where we wait in anticipation for the return of the sun and all its bounty. With awareness of the quiet darkness all around us, we will tell stories of the spirit of community, sharing our gifts, and caring for each other. At this time, let us acknowledge the passing of Nelson Mandela, a kind man who brought an abundance of peace and love into the world. The children and youth, guides and advisors of religious exploration have poured their hearts and minds into this, their gift to our congregation. Deck the Halls is all about creating a space where memories are made and hearts are touched. In this time of Advent, as we wait in solemn stillness, let us find the gifts of the darkness and what we can learn by waiting. What new treasure is to be born in the world and in ourselves? This morning, you're invited to join us in the joy of celebration and being together. And also to sit quietly and linger, listen, wonder. Something new is on the horizon.
In our class, we have explored different winter holidays. They all have different beginnings and different rituals, but all include light and sharing with family and friends. We would like to share with you a little of what we have learned about each holiday. This year, Hanukkah came first. The first night of Hanukkah was the day before Thanksgiving. For eight nights, Jewish families honored the miracle of the oil in temple that burned for 8 days, when it should have only lasted 1 day. They light one candle on the menorah for each night. The ninth candle is the helper candle. Children play games, sing songs, and exchange gifts.
On December 21st, many people celebrate the winter solstice. For several months, the days have been growing shorter and the nights longer. We celebrate now the time of midwinter, which is called Yule. It marks the birth of the sun. Now we will have a ritual to celebrate solstice. We will pretend to light 4 candles for the 4 directions.
East. Air, winter is the time for cold winds and freezing breezes.
South. Fire, winter is the time for sitting in front of a roaring fires for warmth and blazing candles for light.
West.
west. Water winter is the time of snow, of water turning into ice.
North, earth winter is the time when the earth is bare and most trees have no leaves. No food is growing now.
Our solstice ritual is ended. Merry meet and merry part and merry meet again.
Another holiday celebrated at this time of year in many countries is Christmas. Christians use this time to celebrate the story of how Jesus was born to Mary and Joseph. Over the years in our country, a lot of customs and traditions have been added to the celebration.
One of them is a solstice tradition from Northern Europe. It is the tradition of lighting candles on a pine tree. A Unitarian minister named Charles Fallon introduced the Christmas tree in America in 1832. He hoped that the act of lighting a tree indoors would encourage people to bring light and hope and love to the holiday.
Kwanzaa is a new holiday celebrated in America. It is celebrated for 7 days, from December 26th to January 1st. It celebrates African heritage. Each night, family and friends gather to exchange small gifts and light the candles that symbol 7 values celebrated by the community.
Many holidays use candles and lights as a symbol of love and hope. As Unitarian Universalists, we have our own symbol that uses light and to represent hope and family. The flaming chalice. Let us celebrate all these stories. They remind us that the light we seek is the light we share with all people of many cultures. It is the warm and flickering light of hope.
In each heart lies a Bethlehem, an inn where we must ultimately answer whether there is room or not.
The Mitten, a Ukrainian folktale adapted by Jan Brett. Also adapted by the preschool through first grade classroom at Boise Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. Once there was a boy named Nicky who wanted his new mittens made from wool as white as snow. At first, his grandmother, Baba, did not want to knit white mittens. If you drop one in the snow, she warned, you'll never find it. But Nicky wanted snow white mittens, and finally Baba made them. After she finished, she said, when you come home, first I will look to see if you are safe and sound. But then I will look to see if you still have your snow white mittens. So off Nicky went. And it wasn't long until one of his new mittens dropped in the snow and was left behind. A fox came along. Tired of being a fox all day, the fox found the mitten and thought it would make a nice, cozy, warm home. He burrowed inside. Then a badger came along. Attracted by the mitten, the badger burrowed inside as well, taking up the last remaining space. Go ahead. Go inside, Maggie. An owl swooped around. She saw the mitten lying in the snow below. She went down and found herself a small space inside. The fox, tickled by the owl, gave an enormous sneeze. The force of the sneeze shot the mitten up into the sky and scattered the animals in all directions. On his way home, Nicky saw a white shape in the distance. It was the lost mitten in the snow. As he ran to grab his snow-white mitten, he saw Baba's face in the window. First, she looked to see if he was safe and sound. And then she saw that he still had his new mittens. The end.
When we are Bethlehem bound, we experience our own Advent in his. When we are Bethlehem bound, we can no longer look the other way, conveniently not seeing stars, not hearing angel voices. We can no longer excuse ourselves by busily tending our sheep or our kingdoms.
Good morning.
Over the past few weeks, the 4th, 5th, and 6th grade class has used the guiding images of windows and mirrors to investigate the nature and source of the winter holiday spirit. Through our windows, we have observed how the spirit of the season has changed over time, how is it expressed differently across cultures, and using our mirrors, we have reflected on how this spirit is displayed through the beliefs, emotions, and actions of individuals. This morning, we would like to share a glimpse of these reflections through words and images.
Enjoyment, excitement, eagerness, and evergreens.
Fun, friends, family, football.
Love, light, laughter.
Ebenezer Scrooge, eagerness, eggnog, and elves.
Christmas candy, celebrating, cheer, caring, and candles.
Tradition, 'tis the season, togetherness, toys.
Icicles, ice skating, ivy, in.
Nice neighbors, New Year's.
Giving, gifts, generosity, gathering, and gummy bears.
Magical, music, milk and cookies, yippee, Yule, and year end.
Stories, snow, stars, sharing.
Peace, poems, presents, and piety.
International celebrations, illumination, and inner peace.
Ribbons, red, and reindeer.
Indian traditions and holidays.
Trees, trains, and 12 days of Christmas.
Winter holiday spirit is
reflecting my spirit.
This Advent, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that the Lord has made known to us. In the midst of shopping sprees, let's ponder in our hearts the gift of gifts.
Mazel tov.
In the spirit of sharing abundance with others, Boxing Day is celebrated in the United Kingdom. Historians say that the holiday developed because servants were required to move to work on Christmas Day, but then took the following day off. As servants prepared to leave to visit their families, their employers would present them with gift boxes. Today, Boxing Day is still celebrated by employers giving their workers some sort of present on the day after Christmas. Here at Booth, the second and third graders from the second service, would like to celebrate our abundance and Boxing Day by sharing any gently used or new stuffed animals with any children that have need in the Treasure Valley. Please help us to fill the boxes in the North Vestibule to your left over the next few weeks. The boxes are over there and they're labeled. Thank you. And thank you, Gwen.
Through the tinsel, let's look for the gold of the Christmas star. In the excitement and confusion, in the merry chaos, let's listen for the brush of angels' wings. This Advent, let's go to Bethlehem and find our kneeling places.
So now we depart. I leave you with these words. In the joyful yet often overfull days ahead, take time to let the darkness and the waiting do their work upon you. Take time to wait, to linger, to ponder, to behold, to wonder, to discover if there is room in your heart. To let the mystery and magic of the season be born in you again. Listen for the brush of angels' wings. To find your kneeling places where you know yourself once again. We put up lights at this time of year because they are so beautiful in the darkness. So let us sing and be merry, as we will do in just a few moments. And let us take in the lessons and gifts of the darkness. Go forth in love, go forth in peace, go forth in merriment. May it be so.